Hi, this is Jason.
And this is Matt.
And welcome to Wish You Were Here, a podcast for the curious traveler.
Hold on, let me dust off my mic real quick.
Matt, that was going to be my first thing. I was like, I was going to say, I have to blow the dust off my microphone. And also, it's been so long since we recorded. I feel like this is like vintage equipment now. Like, is this even what people use anymore?
I know. I think now they just like think their thoughts into the computer and it shows up on the screen where this is ancient tech.
One day.
We have so much to catch up on. We'll save it for when we kick off episodes. And we wanted to jump on today and just give a little teaser about some fun stuff that's coming and say really how excited we are to kick off season two.
Yeah, we are back. We left everyone with a blowout Vegas episode in October, which, by the way, has turned into our number one most downloaded episode now, which is super exciting. And we took 6 months off to wait out this pandemic and to dream of travel and to plan for season two. And we've done that. And now we're back and we're so excited for this season.
Yeah, we have to talk about the fun fact for that Vegas episode specifically. I think it has surprised both of us with how much it's blown up, which is amazing. But yeah. Specifically, listenership in India?
Listenership in India is off the charts.
Let's like talk about it. If you are listening and you're in India, like please reach out to us.
We love that you have found our podcast. You are giving US listeners a run for their money. So far, we are still most listened here in the United States, but India, you have jumped to number two. We love you and we cannot wait to visit your country and do an episode.
They're just waiting for us to do any episodes that aren't about the US.
Now, speaking of which, right? So right now, we cannot go to India because we are not quite there yet.
The reason, Americans are not allowed.
That's right. The reason we're launching season two now is because it's been a year since season one, and we're thrilled that substantial progress has been made against COVID-19. I've gotten shot number one.
Mm-hmm. And I got the one doser, the Johnson & Johnson, so I'm good
nice.
To go.
Nice. Yeah, and I'll be good to go in just a couple of weeks, or mm-hmm. I'll have my shot, then I'll be good to go a couple of weeks after that. So we are cautiously optimistic that this will be a year when we can bring you all a ton of new travel stories.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's like sit for a second and talk about some of the travel trends, because like Jason said, I think we are through, fingers freaking cross, but we are through the worst of it. We're starting to see vaccinations, especially here in the US, on the rise. But let's like talk about some fun travel trends. I saw a term, I'm not sure if you've seen this, it's vaxications.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
I certainly did not come up with it. I think a travel marketing firm or something came up with it. But like, basically, I'm anticipating that we're going to see one of the biggest travel booms of certainly my lifetime as soon as things open up again.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you all know, Matt and I work in travel. Mm-hmm. We work for the same organization, actually. And we came up with the term toe dip trips.
What is that? I've not heard that.
A toe dip trip means you've been in lockdown or you've stayed local for a year and now you're ready to dip your toe back into travel. So maybe you're not booking an African safari or that intimate cruise down to, you know, down to Antarctica, but you're ready for a toe dip trip. So you're going to actually, you know, go to a city this year, or you're going to go see family, or you're going to do something bigger and bolder than what you've done. And so we're actually expecting domestic travel, mm-hmm. you know, in summer and fall is going to be huge. And hopefully again, by fall or even maybe end of summer, we can start to do international travel. And what does that mean for us here at Wish You Were Here? That means Matt and I, let's pack up our bags and go to Mexico. Let's go to Canada. Let's bring you stories from, you know, maybe Toronto or Vancouver or Mexico City, Guadalajara, and maybe even if we're lucky, even further, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, absolutely. I think both Jason and I like cannot wait to pack our bags. And I've not been on a plane since March of 2019. Like it's been a long time but we work in travel, so it's kind of depressing.
It has been a long time, but we do know we have episode one planned out.
Yeah.
And we're not going to say what it is, but Matt,
but it's a banger. Yeah. It's a good one.
It is a banger. Yeah. And Matt, you have loads of expertise on this destination, right?
That's safe just to really set people up and then have them be disappointed later. That's right.
No, but you do.
No, it's something that I am really interested in and passionate about. And so we'll save it, but season two is going to kick off with a good one.
And it is a place I visit at least once a year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So tune in for that.
So we're hoping to release that the first week of May. And then from there, we're going to be on our normal cadence of releasing episodes. And by the end of this season, we hope that travel is fully rebounded almost and is back in a robust way. So we're really excited to be recording in real time as travel recovers.
Absolutely. So we hope that you are staying safe. We hope that you are getting the vaccine or vaccine doses number one and two, if you're doing the Pfizer or Moderna. And we hope that we will see you all out and about very, very soon. We will be back in 3 weeks. We'll be live with season two, episode one. So stay tuned because we're coming back.
Yeah, we're excited and we're excited to share it with you all.
Yep. And we'll see you all real soon.
Bye.
Bye.